This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when God drops the mic. Recently, we've been talking about a fear of lack of provision and the myriad ways God responds to us. Sometimes when we doubt or need a little proof that God is still in control is when He'll give us that drop the mic lesson. This is what happened to the Israelites at Mount Carmel. The prophet Elijah is terribly frustrated with the Israelites and summons them to Mount Carmel, where he asks them, "How much longer will you waver? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, then follow him." He told them that he was the only prophet standing for God, but Baal had 450 prophets standing for him. So he said, "Now bring two bulls and let's have a little contest. Choose whichever bull you wish, cut it into pieces and lay it on the wood of Baal's altar. I will choose a bull and lay it on the altar before God. Then call on the name of your God and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by setting fire to the wood is the true God." And all of the people agreed. So the people prepared their bull and they cried out before Baal and they even began dancing before him, but no response and no fire. By this time, Elijah is mocking them and saying, "Well, maybe your God is asleep." But then Elijah got serious and he went to the Lord and he prayed before him. And in an instant, immediately, fire flashed down from heaven and the young bull burned up. That's what I call a drop the mic moment. And with that, let us remember these words. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens and His kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103:19. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let God drop the mic in your life.